USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned Russian President Vladimir Putin he would be making a serious mistake if he invaded Ukraine. And Kamala Harris said the eyes of the world are on the Belarus border as the Biden administration waded into the chaos in Eastern Europe.
On the issue of Belarus and what is happening at the border with Poland, we are very concerned about that and closely paying attention to it.
And President Joe Biden issued his own expression of concern as he left the White House for Camp David on Friday. Hackers compromised an external email system of the FBI. Spam House Project, a watchdog group tracking spam and similar cyber threats, announced Saturday. The messages came from a legitimate email address, with Spam House saying that these emails are fake. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Washington Post writer Jennifer Rubin on Saturday called for rules that would prohibit media outlets from treating Republicans as normal.
The mainstream media is part of this. They cover these issues, and then they go right back to having Republicans on talk shows, asking them about other issues, allowing them to air their phony grievances, rather than grilling them incessantly about why they tolerate this behavior. This is fascistic behavior. This is what fascist regimes do.
Rubin attacked President Trump with lies and lashed out at Republican Representatives Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday announced it is raising Medicare premiums, a move it blamed in part on the cost of drugs. The Medicare Part B standard monthly premium will rise by nearly $22 to $170.10 next year, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More lawsuits in the Astroworld tragedy.
Lawsuits over the deaths and injuries during last weekend's Astroworld Music Festival in Houston are now starting to pile up. Head attorney Benjamin Crump says his team represents more than 200 people who were injured, and they're filing 90 lawsuits on their behalf. He called out the event's promoters, saying they should have stopped the show at the first sign of a problem.
So everybody could see what's going on. Everybody could see who was on the ground. Everybody could see where everybody was at, and everybody could just take a breath. But they didn't do that.
Witnesses say there was no way to escape, and no one was there to help. Reina Irihita explains the situation.
It's such a horrible feeling thinking that I witnessed someone lose their life right in front of me and have people there say, oh, it's drugs, or it's just this and that, and me saying it's a life.
9 people were killed and more than 300 were injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Oklahoma National Guard's newly appointed commander declined to implement the COVID-19 vaccine mandate ordered by the Department of Defense. Oklahoma Governor J. Kevin Stitt has asked the U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin for waivers of the vaccine mandate and is waiting for a decision, Army Brigadier General Thomas Mancino said in the memo. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.